Well, it's very disappointing when any of our people in these kinds of leadership positions or find themselves with the improper behavior, you might say, that leads to these kind of outcomes. So it's, I think really it reflects on all of us in this whole country that we really, really need to all focus, every one of us individually, especially those of people that are in leadership positions, about trying to hold the highest possible standard of moral and ethical conduct, because we got a lot of people watching what's going on, and we're really in a position to influence many other people, especially our young people, about what's important in life. So we're disappointed, we're concerned about them individually, and we're concerned about those activities and actions that might influence other people and give them a very dim view about what some of us are doing that sit in some of these positions.
What's next? Who's going to be in charge now if the guy in charge is in jail?
Okay, I was sort of kidding with you guys about this before, but you see, that's just one of the state's books that contain all this. Here's what it says on vacancy in office regarding the sheriff. In the event that the office of sheriff becomes vacant due to death, resignation, incapacity, or other causes, the duties of the office shall be basically assumed by the highest ranking official that's in the sheriff's office. All right, I've already asked our independent county attorney that we've had to engage to do a little bit of homework. What does it mean when it says incapacity? Or what does it mean when it says or other causes? So it doesn't say if a person is put in jail on a temporary basis before being found guilty about something that this applies, but we need some interpretation here, and I'm awaiting some sort of official review of this.
Could there be, assuming that he's innocent until proven guilty right now, and he is incarcerated, he's still collecting his paycheck every month?
Yes, sir.
So could you seek an ouster suit now based on his inability to do the job? Is that something you guys might look at with your attorney Bobo and all of that?
One could always seek an ouster suit. One has to evaluate all the attendant circumstances with respect to doing that. And if one was successful initially in the ouster suit in getting a suspension of the sheriff's duties and responsibilities, he would not be paid during that period. You still would have to go through the whole process of continuing the ouster civil deliberations, and we've had some reasonably serious concern about that conflicting with the federal charges that might be pending, and it might not be to our advantage.
This would be separate. This would just be focused on him
not
being able to do his
job. But it has some reasonable probability that it could interfere with the other legal proceedings, and we're not sure that's an advisable approach.
How? Like, how could it interfere?
Well, I'm not an attorney, but we've had this discussion some weeks and months ago with our independent attorney and with the U.S. attorney that's, pursuing these charges down there. And there are some, whether you require somebody to come and testify, those things that testify that might then indemnify them from being able to be pursued the charges that are pending in federal court. So all of this is a little bit complicated for us, but it does bear serious review before one takes those steps.
In the meantime, what do you think the sheriff should just do? I mean, you have a big state book in front of you.
Here's
lawyers. What should the sheriff do?
I don't know what the sheriff should do, but forgive me, but I haven't been down there and I haven't seen anything that she actually said that Judge Magistrate this morning, but I have been told that she left open the possibility of him being released if he would resign from office and agree to stay away from his wife. Now, you folks that were there may know whether that's accurate or not, but that would be certainly a more direct and simple solution for all of us, and not take months and months for this to come to some final resolution.
Who's in charge right now? I mean, I know you guys have to sort out legally what you can do, but while he's behind bars, who's going to be running the jail and the sheriff's office?
Well, if this statute applies, quote, if other causes is in jail or incapacitated, then the highest ranking official that's down there currently would be in charge, and that's Chief Deputy Randy Garrett.
What kind of distraction has this been to the county? I'm sure there are a lot of other things that the county commission and your office wants to do, but what kind of distraction has this kind of side issue been for the county and the business you all want?
Well, it's taken a lot of focus off of other things that are really, really must be attended to, and especially our commissioners feel a bit unable to really do something about something and come to some rational and reasonable conclusion with, you know, in a timely manner. So it's sort of dragging on and weighing against ongoing thought processes.
Is he still getting paid? And if so, how long will that continue?
He's getting paid until he resigns or he is found guilty of a felony. And of course, we don't wish any bad thing on anybody, but the only thing that would stop him getting paid is death, resignation, or a charge, conviction of a felony.
How do you feel about that, and what do you have to say to the taxpayers who aren't happy about it?
I say to the taxpayers, it's a difficult, difficult struggle for all of us, and I'm concerned about the efficiency of government and not spending any money we don't need to spend. But that's not the biggest problem facing us. The biggest problem facing us is bringing order and integrity back to the office and back to every office that we have in the county so that we can regain the confidence and respect of our citizens.
Do you like Robert Arnold?
Well, I like most everyone that reasonably treats me with respect and dignity and honor. And for the most part, we've had a good relationship, but there have been a few times that things haven't been quite as congenial and as respectful as it should be. And I'm a person that just wants everybody to treat everybody else like they want to be treated. It's pretty simplistic. And really, I think sometimes that people that get placed in positions don't really understand quite the importance of doing that.
Do you think the public is mad at him?
I think some of the public is very, very disappointed. I don't know whether they're mad or not, but I know they're extremely disappointed in the occurrence of events that have taken place here.
I know you, when we say what's next, I just want clarification. I know you're waiting on some legal advice, but what is next? I mean, depending on what the lawyers say.
Well, if we don't even do anything, okay, even if he's not going to be able to function being behind bars, I'm pretty sure that those folks have a plan. All law enforcement agencies have a plan for whatever disaster might occur, whether it's a natural disaster or otherwise. So the order of responsibility is already in place. There's a plan, and I think that group down there will continue with that same plan that's in place and carry on their normal day-to-day duties. I don't know when we officially or if we even have to officially do anything. If this little section here of one sentence describes exactly who's in charge, it's already happened, okay? Now, I understand they're still down there. I don't know whether they're still having discussions or not. In any event, we're going to assume, right now I am, that Chief Garrett is in charge until we are otherwise notified. We'll determine if there has to be any official designation or any official interpretation of this law here.
But no plans to oust or to do anything about stopping him from getting paid?
There's no plans to do that. I mean, we may have to have some serious discussions with our commission to determine if they want to review that decision they have not made to do that. So they have chosen not to do that up until this point. Do some of these changes of circumstance here make them want to review that again? Possibly so, but we'll just have to see if that happens.
Would that be the County Ethics Committee? Because I know that they have met before.
I don't think it necessarily needs to go to the Ethics Committee. I think it'll go straight to the full commission if we want to have another discussion.
And Mayor, one of the things that kind of came out in this latest issue was the fact that they were able to skirt traditional communication to get deputies to the House. Do you think there should be an internal look at not just the chief deputy position, sheriff position, but deeper within to see if there's an ongoing culture of not following procedure exactly like they should when it comes to people working at the office?
Well, based on what small amount of information we have, yes, that should be reviewed and evaluated. And typically all of these departments have internal investigation offices, and it's certainly something that should be reviewed.
ask him?
No.
You reading this?
In terms of the line of succession, just so we're clear, that is Chief Deputy Garrett, whether he is named interim sheriff, whether, I mean, he's the next in line, and if the sheriff is not at his office, he would be the one that's in charge at the sheriff's department.
It says the duties of the office shall be temporarily discharged by basically the highest ranking official that's there still within the office.
And since he's going to be in jail possibly until February, is the time between now and February considered temporary, or do we know? I mean, would that be a temporary time, or are we just talking about today's temporary?
You know how these court proceedings go. We don't know if they're going to actually have the trial in February. That's the date that's now set. Whether they continue that date to a later date, none of us know yet. So we don't know whether it's 4 months or 6 months before this gets finished.
And, Mayor, for people at home that kind of maybe don't know how being an elected official works, you as county mayor don't have the power to fire the sheriff. Like, there's specific statutes that govern specifically how someone can be removed from office once they're elected.
Absolutely. I mean, there's very, very limited statutes that deal with this. So there's only two things, basically, that I understand. An ouster suit or conviction of a felony is the only two ways, or resignation, of course, or death that can get a constitutional officer removed.
Or the next election.
Or the next election. The citizens are in control, and they should be very, very attentive to their selections.